What's up, everyone, and welcome to the second ever episode of Falcons in Focus. The first with Falcons in Focus as the actual name.
Right.
We finally come up with one, and our guest, you know who this is. It's Kyle Pitts. He's a really good tight end who plays in the NFL for the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know if you've ever heard of
that.
Thank you, sir. So welcome.
Thank you.
It's just crazy. When Tori and I were kind of writing some things down, we were thinking about... Oh, that's Tori McElhaney.
Yeah, that's me. Hi, everyone.
I should introduce myself. We were thinking about that. You're barely old enough to drink, already been to a Pro Bowl, and starting year two, we were like... So the first question is this. Entering your second year, how are you wiser and more mature and more worldly entering your second season?
Worldly. I like that one.
Yeah, okay.
I would say because I hang around older people who are already wise, wiser than me. So it kind of helps me being like, you know, younger. My dad always had me hanging around like the older kids playing in like an older, like, what is it?
Like age older group? Group?
Yeah.
So I always play like a year up or something like that. So I always was getting banged around and, but it worked in the end, but I always kind of learned maturity early, at an early age kind of.
It was funny because we were talking to Arthur not too long ago, and Arthur Smith, for those that aren't on a first name basis with him. I'm also not on a first name basis. I don't know why I'm calling him Arthur. But he was talking, and he was like, I forget that, like, Kyle and Drake are so young. He was like, you look at them, and they're so tall and so big, but they're just so young. And he was like, a lot of times I make references, and I don't think they understand them. And I'm not going to lie, when I'm in press conferences with him, I do give him the pity laugh where I'm like, ha, 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 yeah, I got it. Are there any references that he's made where you're just like, dude, I have no earthly idea what you're talking about?
Definitely the war stories.
Really?
Because I wasn't, you know, brought up on much, like, military.
Uh-huh.
So it was like Sun Tzu. Uh-huh. That was a big one. He used the reference, and I was like, it's controversial to me. But, you know, it's been working. The Navy SEALs is obviously all of what it is. And, you know, he used references from that, so I understand that. But some of the other jokes are like, you know, riddles. I'm far. It's over my head.
Immediately gone.
Yeah.
Well, on to your second favorite sport, I assume, and that's the game of golf, sport of golf that you've taken up fairly recently. I guess just before we get into all of it, kind of give us some background about why you picked it up, how you picked it up, that type of thing.
Well, I picked it up during, like, when I was training for the combine. Mm-hmm. So I was out in California, and you would train six to seven, sitting about an hour, mm-hmm. and then you had the day to yourself. Or you'd do, like, you know, your body stuff, but you mainly had the day to yourself. So then me and my trainer, we would just go to the range, and I was out there. It was bad.
Yeah.
But it was like, for every nine that you miss, uh-huh. the 10th one you hit, you're like, okay, I can do this. Uh-huh. And then you miss the next nine. The 10th one. And then it's just competing. Then I start, like, friendly betting. Like, you owe me push-ups at who can hit it farther, and we both couldn't hit it far. And, yeah, I got strong that day. But then I was like, okay, I think I can take this a little serious. And then I came to Atlanta. I got a set. And then started hitting them a little bit, but not really during the season. Then jumped into it in January after the season with some lessons.
Nice.
And then it kind of took off, and now there's a Kyle Pitts charity golf tournament, and
it
you're
is.
Playing with. So tell me, I guess, being able to do that, and I don't know if you've ever played with a famous person outside of your sport. Have you gotten to meet any cool people and doing this charity golf tournament? Like, what has that meant to kind of help out other people and play this game that you're so into?
I would say I kind of had to kind of conservative this year just to make sure everybody had as much fun as they could.
Uh-huh.
So I had, like, I didn't even have over 10 foursomes. So I had like 10 foursomes, and then I just, you know, everybody got prizes and things like that. Next year I'm going to have Chris Tucker come.
Ooh.
All right.
I'm trying to put together some people. But it was a good time. Everybody had a good time. Like I said, everybody got prizes, and, you know, at the end it just was a bunch of laughing. You know I had to win.
For sure. I mean, we watched you. So our video team put together a very fun, very awesome video with you and your dad. Y'all went and played 9 holes of golf at Chateau Alain. And I actually don't, my question's not really about golf at all. It's about the first minute of that that whole episode.
Okay.
I need to know, if y'all haven't watched it, there's this segment where Kyle is, like, really freaked out about the birds that are on the golf course. And I need to know, is it like, as someone who also has a weird thing with birds, I don't like birds. Is it all birds that you're freaked out by? Or is it just those specific birds on like, what, the fifth hole?
I think I'm about an inch from a phobia.
Yeah, it's real close. Yeah,
like geese, woof.
Okay, I'm glad you said geese. There was, when I was
They're
6 years
so
old,
mean.
I was holding a fry. I was at a picnic with my grandparents. The goose came from over my right shoulder and just went. I thought I was going to die.
It took a funnel cake of mine when I was on the boardwalk.
Funnel cake?
I let it. No, that was a seagull. Sorry. Seagull.
Close enough.
Yeah, seagulls get me. I don't even know what those birds are called on that course.
They're scary looking.
I was like, there. They frightened me.
They're like a mixture of turkey and duck.
Right.
If you see the face. If you see the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to look it up. I still haven't found it yet.
No.
And they think, you know, they're so like, what's the word?
They're so like
domesticated.
Yeah.
When you stop your cart, they think you're giving them bread.
And it's like, nah, man.
And they almost do a little nice little waddle.
And they are afraid of nothing.
Nothing. You shoo them away and they go an inch. Or if you got to throw something or, you know, to get them away. But me, I'm walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do well with those birds.
Not.
We're team no birds here.
Yeah, team no birds.
Definitely.
For you, now, something that I've recently saw on your Instagram that I think is really awesome. You've been doing a lot of photo shoots with some photographers, and you actually recently did, I think it was, you were recreating Allen Iverson's SI cover.
See, everybody know what that was. They thought I was just trying to be a little freaky.
So what?
No, I was trying to tell them it's a recreation.
Yeah, so someone texted me and they were like, is he gonna be on The Bachelor? That was like the question. Wow. I was like, no, I don't think so. I was like, I think it's Allen Iverson, but
he's not gonna give out all of those roses.
Right, yeah. Okay, yeah. No. And so my question to you is like, is that something that you are passionate about, like photography, or is that something that you fell into?
Not at all.
Really?
I actually, like, the whole time we were shooting, I just be feeling like I look cockeyed sometimes. Because, like, you look in the camera and you don't really know what you're looking
right.
at.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, what would my eyes look like when they take
when
this picture?
Out.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't mind taking pictures. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Was Allen Iverson someone who you kind of looked up to when you were younger? Or because, you know, I feel like in Philly, he was probably kind of like same level as what Michael
definitely,
Vick was here
definitely.
In Atlanta.
I had his shoes and all.
You did.
I couldn't play a lick worth of basketball. But
okay, sure.
I love his. No, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your thing? Sign up pretty early.
I mean, I was obviously physical enough to you know, make it to about eighth grade. And then when everybody started to get tall, that's where I capped off.
Oh.
And then it just was too much. And I just lost interest for it. I don't really like basketball yet. Also.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. So you did have his shoes and stuff? Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's cool. I always like hearing about athletes that have other athletes that they follow that aren't in their sport. Do you have other people that you're particularly interested in that maybe even play right now?
LeBron.
Oh, for sure.
LeBron.
For sure.
That's probably the only human outside of like LeBron and maybe like Maxwell that I would like
like starstruck if you saw him in person.
Yeah, no other like real stars kind of. They're like, we all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
So in some of those photos, you can obviously see that you have a lot of artwork done, right? I guess kind of what inspired you to start that, and do you have like a favorite or something that like really means something to you?
I would say I started getting tattoos my sophomore. End of my freshman summer, so sophomore year.
Okay.
So I got to my freshman year, and then I got my first one, and I was like, and looking on Instagram, I was like, I'm old enough. I'm out the house.
I'm so cool.
Yeah, so I got my little weekly COA check, and I just was looking for ideas. And my first one actually is my favorite one. It's like it's a time glass with a football in it, and then Proverbs 3:5 with my birthday at the top, and it's just like, you know, your time is your time. And, you know, trust in him. That's what Proverbs 3:5 is. And then the time glass is just, you know, your time is your time. And then the football behind it, obviously, you know, football, you got to take your time and run your race. Run your race. Don't worry about anybody else's success. You know, yours will come when it does. But, you know, worry about yourself.
Are they like reminders at times?
Yeah, definitely my forearm ones, like all the ones that I can see. Uh-huh. I do look at them a lot, actually, because yeah. I almost forget I have tattoos.
It's like, yeah. it's other people look at them. Yeah. Sometimes right. you don't look at yourself. Definitely. It's like, I forgot I had this.
Yeah.
For you, I was actually going, when we were prepping for this interview, we were actually going back and reading some other stuff. And our friend Chris Rim, who now works for the New York Times, Chris, if you're watching this, what up, bro? He wrote a story about you, like right when you first got here. And it has one of the best quotes, and I'm going to read
love it.
It's one of the best quotes I feel like I laugh at every time. But you were talking about your life and how you said, I kind of live an uninteresting life. I like to chill, listen to jazz, kick my feet up. Is that like for real who you are? Like
100%.
Pretty, just chill.
And just throw in play golf now.
Yeah. Just add the caveat.
Yeah, but relaxing and like just. I like to just sit down. Like to just sit down and like listen to some good music and just relax.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, get away from everybody. I don't really like a lot of people in my house.
Yeah.
I just sit on the porch or sit by the pool and relax. I'm good for the day. I'm good. I don't always want to be around a bunch of people. I hate the beach, actually.
You don't like the beach?
I don't like the beach. I don't like the sand on
my
toes. The sand on my toes always get me because I wear flip-flops on it and they just, yeah.
Uncomfy.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny because we were Chris was talking about like you listen to gospel music, jazz music, and Scott was like, that's maybe a little unusual for a guy at 21. And I was like, hey, man, whatever you got to do, you got to do. Do you still listen to that type of music a little bit?
Yeah. I got some jazz, blues, all of that. That's what, on like a Tuesday, if it's warm and stuff and I can sit by the pool or sit on like the patio, I just, you know, turn on the speakers and just relax, like, because that's the only day we got off, you know, during the week,
right,
before we got to reset for the new week. But mainly just relaxing and just listening to it. The saxophone really is what mellows me out.
Oh, I love a sax.
Yeah.
So good. It just puts you in a whole different, like, mindset.
Yeah, it makes you really want to think you can play some instruments, uh-huh, but you can't. I can't read music to say
no. You know Dean Pease can.
Really?
Yeah, he, like, that was something that I talked to him about not too long ago. He was talking about how he reads music, creates music, and he actually wrote music, like, for his daughter's wedding.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that's intense. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
Did you fail the recorder test?
The one, the black one, plastic thing.
Yeah, failed that one.
We did belts, like the karaoke or not karaoke, the karate belts, and I only got to like what it was like yellow, which is like one above white. I did horrible. I couldn't play anything. Dang. How did you do? Not good.
Yeah.
No, didn't even.
I even tried to like finesse it. Didn't work. Like you. If you can't read music, you can't read music.
No, it's impossible.
But the question is, can you sing, though?
Who?
You.
Can you sing?
Can I sing? Absolutely not. It's not a good situation for anyone involved. Because you all got to sing those rookie group songs.
Some say.
You didn't go, like, fight song or anything, right?
Some say I could, you know, put a bird to sleep.
Wow. Wow.
Soft.
Soft and sweet.
A slow mellow.
like the gospel and the jazz music. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Just mellow.
Yeah.
That's about right.
I love that.
Oh my goodness gracious. I can hardly contain myself here. I know we're wrapping up here.
Yes.
Lee Smith is one of my favorite humans on this planet, so I can't get away with
it.
It's
true.
I've known him forever. I used to cover him when he was in Oakland. So okay. I've known him for a long time. So I have to ask you about one of my favorite people, Lee Smith. You guys don't seem like you would automatically be best friends. He's an older dude with a giant beard and kids, and he always kind of talked about you as in you got to meet his family, I think. And
oh yeah,
I guess I know it's, you know, I think as you put it once, you old head and young guy, you know, but it's like
he said dinosaur.
Yeah,
he was dinosaur.
Right,
he was
so
definitely a dinosaur.
But why'd you guys click in that way? I mean, he said that you're allowed to babysit his kids.
I don't remember that part. But
he probably just told Scott and I that. Yeah,
that was a new one. But Lee, just like I said earlier, just hanging around older guys, like he's been in the league for a long time. He's seen a lot, from the ups and the downs to winning to losing to off the field to how do you maneuver, just things like that. I used to always just pick his brain, like how do you sustain? Like how do you keep a level head for these many years and, you know, still perform at a high level? because he was 12 years older than me, mm-hmm. running the routes just like I was. Maybe, you know, not the longer ones, but
yeah,
but it's like hard. Like the intermediate ones, he could run, you know, he could run them, and it's like, how are you this old running like that? So it's like, now I have to mentally be better. Like, how can I, you know, beat you mentally? And he was just telling me, he just told me a lot of gems, mm-hmm. on, you know, how to win. And I used to, you know, Lee and Hayden, mm-hmm. great old heads.
Yeah, we really love all of our conversations that we ever had with Lee. Respect the heck out of him.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, last portion.
Yes, we're going to wrap
fire,
up.
Super quick.
Yes, it's
everybody
a game.
Gets the same questions.
Yes, okay. It's a game that we play at the end of every single episode.
Okay.
And are you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Okay. Favorite play as a Falcon?
My only touchdown.
That's not on U.S. soil. Wait. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The one that's in London, not the Pro Bowl one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, that one counts.
Wait, hold on. Before, do you count the Pro Bowl touchdown?
Yeah, probably.
In like your first touchdown on U.S. soil in the league.
I mean, jokingly.
Jokingly, yes.
Yeah. Sure.
But seriously, no. Count. Okay, just making sure.
The last movie that you saw.
Django.
Mm.
Good one.
Fave restaurant ever. Favorite restaurant.
That's hard.
I know, right?
It totally stumped Grady too, and then Grady listed like 100.
Yeah, when we were talking to Grady, he just went through like 7 different Atlanta restaurants.
I'm going to just go with Mastro's.
Okay.
Out west.
Ooh, okay.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
Man.
The Falcon you spend the most time with.
I think we know this one.
What are you thinking?
We thought it was Felipe.
I was just about to say Felipe. Felipe, Frank, and Jalen. And Jalen Mayfield.
And finally, what is your pet peeve?
There's a lot of them. I hate when people ask me, like, No. What's another one? When you're a pet peeve of mine now that I feel like I've just, you know, it's grown on me, is while I'm eating at a restaurant, someone like walks up and they just stand there.
Oh, and don't say anything.
And they just like want to ask you a question.
Right.
But don't. And then just walk away.
Like, this is awkward.
All right.
As someone who, I feel like I just like radiate awkward energy, at least say something.
Yeah, or someone like, keep walking. I'm going to take that back.
Oh, okay.
My number one pet peeve is when somebody sneak a picture and keep walking. Oh,
like does like this?
Yeah, like they walk. I caught one dude. I'm like, boy, you funny. So I just seen it. He laughed.
All right. Well, we're going to end it on this. Everybody taking quick awkward photos of Kyle here in the podcast. All right. Thank you, Kyle, so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Falcons of Focus. Talk to you next week.
Bye, everybody.